And the fifth angel sounded in chapter 9, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Oh, let me tell you something, friends. Not only is God's wrath pouring down from heaven, now he is untapping hell. He has sent an angel down with the keys to hell, and he said, unlock hell. And not only is my wrath going to come from above, but it's going to belt out of hell to torment them that live upon this earth. When I tell you, please don't go to hell. Please don't let your children go to hell. Please don't let your neighbor go to hell. Please don't let anybody you know or anybody you don't know go to hell. Pray for them. Witness to them. Hang on to them. And don't give up. Why? And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose the smoke out of the pit. Of course it did. That smoke came out because there's fire in hell. Let the Jehovah Witnesses and everybody take note that there is fire in hell. You see, my dear friends, I want you to know this. And he opened the bottomless pit, and the smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. A great furnace. You see, that's what hell is. Hell is a great furnace. Thank God I won't have to go to hell. Not because I've been good all of my life, but because Jesus, I came to him one day and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And he rushed down and saved me, brother, for my sin. Glory. Hallelujah. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Listen, brother, God untapped hell today. And listen to what comes out of hell. Listen to what comes out of it. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. You see, God's going to have his raiment right here, going through the tribulation period. Not the church. Not the church. But his raiment, brother Israel, is going to be right here, riding through on the tribulation. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find death, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Brother, folks, let me tell you, there's going to be so much torment upon this earth to those who are without Jesus Christ. Oh, so much pain, so much torment, so much heartache, so much sorrow, that people are going to get on their knees and say, oh God, let me die, let me die, let me die. Oh God, I can't stand this anymore. And Jesus said, unless these days be shortened, that no flesh would be saved. And the shapes of the locusts were lacking, and the horses prepared and the battle, and on their head were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were the breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, and they had tails like in the scorpion, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. You see, brother, everything in hell is boiling out now, and it's coming out to hurt men, women, and boys and girls. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. And one woe is past, says the Bible, and behold, there come two more wolves, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the river, the great river Euphrates. Which the four angels were loosed, and they were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of the men. Those angels are bound right today somewhere in the great river Euphrates. Brother, somewhere they are bound there today, and they're put there for one purpose only. To get all the anger in their souls and wrath again through the ages. So when their chains are broken off and they're turned loose upon this earth, that they will destroy and destroy and kill and kill. They will be full of vengeance. And the number of the army and the horses were 200,000. And I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire, and jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three, there were the third part of men killed by the fire and the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouth, for their prayer is in their mouth, and their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had hid with them that do hurt, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not for the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. They didn't repent from their devil worship, even though all of this had happened to them. And idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which neither can see nor hear, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their deaths. Oh, my dear friends, listen. Not only is God going to release the wrath that he has laid up in heaven for this world, but he's going to uncap hell, and he's going to turn those tormented souls in hell loose upon mankind. Upon mankind. Yes, he certainly is. And Jesus said, there has not been a time on earth, and never will be since, man has been upon this earth. There's never been a time, not, and never will be. And not only was the judgment of God being poured down from hell, from heaven, but now the gates of hell were opened. Vile creature from hell was loosed upon the earth. You know what Jesus said in the gospel? He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, I'm telling you, my dear friends, that those that believe the gospel and are saved in the tribulation period, brother, our God's elect, 144,000 Jews that's been sealed by God to go through the tribulation, preaching the gospel unto the people upon this earth during the tribulation. My dear friends, I want you to notice one thing. When the smoke is clear, when the locust has gone back to the bottomless pit, when the horses and the riders have gone back to the bottomless pit, when the bottomless pit sucks the smoke back into hell, God's people will be standing.